Speaker Mike Johnson, Joe Biden impeachment inquiry waiting for more info. By Wendell Hasebo on March 14, 2024. The impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden remains outgoing, with requested information still outstanding, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said Thursday. Speaking with reporters during a Thursday press conference, Johnson said the impeachment inquiry is awaiting additional requested information before a decision can be made on holding a House vote to impeach the president. Related video, Trump after being declared official GOP nominee, crooked Joe Biden must be defeated. The impeachment inquiry and the investigation that accompanies that will continue, Johnson said. There is still bits of information that have been requested that have not yet been turned over, and our committees will continue to do that work. And they will process all of that and make those decisions as they come forward. One piece of evidence that remains outstanding is Hunter Biden's AT&T cell phone data. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, subpoenaed Hunter's phone records, according to a March 6 subpoena obtained by Breitbart News. The subpoena demands AT&T hand over all records related to Hunter's activity, including 13 years of texts and call logs dating back to 2011. Another aspect of the probe that remains uncompleted is Hunter and James Biden's public testimony. Hunter on Wednesday refused to accept Comer's offer to publicly testify before Congress on March 20, after previously claiming he would only testify in public. In February, Hunter and James Biden both sat for a closed-door deposition. Related video, It's a Lie, Special Counsel calls Biden's claims on classified documents inconsistent with facts. Johnson said Hunter and James made demonstrably untrue statements during their testimony. The simple answer is what was missing from those interviews, in my view, is a lot more truth, Johnson told the New York Post on Wednesday. I think they were fairly evasive, he added. I think, clearly, I believe that there was testimony provided that is just demonstrably untrue based upon the bank records and some of the evidence and whistleblower testimony that's come forward. It's a pretty alarming set of facts, and I think most of the American people can draw their own conclusions about this, he said. We have a constitutional responsibility to draw an ultimate conclusion about the impeachment process with regard to the president himself. The House investigation previously found a massive web of wire transfers, 20 shell companies, and associates who helped the Biden family business rake in at least $24 million from foreign nationals over the course of approximately 5 years. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. Evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.